The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, with property prices forecast to reach Celtic Tiger levels, even those on good incomes are facing the prospect of renting for life. 51-year-old Mark O'Halloran is among those who cannot secure a mortgage despite a successful career in film and theatre. And Mark is on the line. Mark, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat, and thanks for having me on.
You have been very successful over the last couple of decades, I suppose, and you can't get a mortgage. So what's your accommodation at the moment?
Well, I'm in the rental sector. I rent a very small house here in Rialto. And just to say that my landlords are really lovely and fabulous, but I pay a market rate, you know, so I pay close to, you know, about 1,900, nearly 2,000 euros a month. And that allows me to have a place where I can work at home, basically. That's what I do. I work as a writer for the most part. And that's a going rate at the moment.
That's a going rate. And what kind of accommodation does a 1,900 a month buy you in Rialto?
So it's about, a 50 square metre house. It's a tiny place. I absolutely love it here. You know, I'm not complaining about that. But it gives me a small little back room in which I have my desk where I can write. And there's a mezzanine area in which I have my bedroom, you know. So it's, you know, it's a fine place to be. What I love about where I live is that it's a great community, etc. And I love being here, but it's not palatial, you know. It's not a massive place.
Well, 50 square meters is small. You know, typical one bedroom department maybe in the center of the city might be 50-55 square meters. So
yeah.
You're not living in a palace.
No.
What would such accommodation sell for if that house were on the open market? What would it fetch?
Looking at the market, I see it probably coming in at around 310, 325, perhaps as an asking price, and it might gain more. We're beginning to see that the market is overheating at the moment and that the prices are beginning to go crazy again, you know?
Yeah, but at, say, 310,000, given a deposit of, first-time buyer, whatever it might be, what would the mortgage cost you if you were...
I'm not exactly sure, but my mortgage, certainly 2,000 would pay a mortgage on that place, for sure.
Comfortably, I suspect.
Yes.
So you've had a very good track record in theatre and film as a writer, actor and so on. So when you go to a broker or to the banks, what do they say to you?
Well, firstly, you're working in the arts sector. They say it's unstable. You're also, I am like I'm a contract worker. I work from contract to contract. So there's an instability. My yearly income sometimes is very good and sometimes goes lower. Sometimes, you know, the rent here can be more than half of my income and sometimes it's less than that. So there's an instability there that they don't like. And so effectively they say no, like you're not going to get into the mortgage market, basically.
And is it simply you're in the arts? You're in the gig economy. Sorry, you know, you can't depend on this, so we're not going to have any dealings with
it.
Do they ever suggest to you do they ever suggest, Mark, that maybe you don't get the 80% mortgage? Do they ever say, we'll give you 50%? And that means if you get into trouble, we'll more than get our money back, because that's what banking is all about, having some sort of collateral. Do they ever say to you, you know, if you can find a bigger deposit, we'll give you a loan?
Well, you know, where does a bigger deposit come from? It comes from the kind of economics that says borrow from the bank of mom and dad. I don't have a bank of mom and dad.
Okay.
I come from a regular family. You know, I'm not from a rich background. So if you're paying that amount out monthly, the idea of getting a half of your of the price of a house together is not going to happen. And what it means to me is that I'm effectively locked out of the mortgage market, and I'm now going to be spending this for the rest of my life. I'm going to be paying this amount of money and more, because every year 4% is added. I can never retire. I can never plan. If I get sick, I'm done for. If what happens when I'm in my 70s, you know, I'm not going to be able to start making more and more money. So basically, my old age is really, really, really going to be a difficult time for me. Yeah. And I'm not the only one.
Many people in the arts, and I recall years ago, one of my colleagues in RTE who was in the RTE rep was desperately worried because they lived in accommodation where they lived, I think, in the basement of a house in Sandymount. Mm. And then that was sold over their heads. And they had been a sitting tenant and therefore they enjoyed a very low rent, which they could afford. Yeah. And then suddenly they were facing market rent and the affordability was gone. And that was just such a crippling worry for them.
It
so
is. I mean,
the system
that, like,
needs to change.
Well, there are effectively no protections for tenants in Ireland. I wrote a piece, you know, where I said that if you have a dog or a cat, even at my age, you have to ask permission to have your dog and your cat. For most renters, if you have a dog and a cat, you're going to be moving four or five times or six times. Each time you've got to ask, please, can I have a cat? Please, is it okay if I keep my dog whilst paying off your mortgage? Is it okay for that? Like, there's no security of tenure. There's no fair rents. The market is really going crazy. And what happens is those of us who are marginalized or are at the edge of markets are being squeezed so hard that it's going to make our lives untenable.
Now, you know, but the listeners are saying, yeah, great sympathy. However, what happens if you don't have work and you have a mortgage and you can't pay it? What then? Who carries the can?
I have never missed my rent. I can't miss my rent.
So, you know, the same sort of logic applies that you would ultimately be thrown out of your accommodation, whether you owned it through a mortgage or whether you're renting it. If you can't pay the rent or if you can't pay the mortgage, you then have to fall at the mercy of the state in some form.
But like, you could say that about anybody. You could say that about, yeah, you know, if I got a mortgage because I had a big job, what happens if you lose your job? Like, yeah, you keep working.
What happens if you get sick?
Well, with most people who have a mortgage, they have mortgage insurance or blah, blah. So that covers them to a certain extent. A renter can't get that. A renter can't afford to be sick. A renter can't afford to grow old. And there's nothing.
There are, Mark, in other countries, there are resolutions to these kind of problems, you know, controlled rents that go up with maybe the cost of living index. But there are rental properties, for example, in Austria, I think, in France,
where cost prices and
but where your rent is, you rent from the local authority, and your rent depends on your income. So then, as your income diminishes, you pay less.
Yeah,
and but people of all classes, be you a surgeon or a shop worker, all sorts of people share those kinds of accommodation on that basis. It seems like a very socially responsible way to approach things.
It does, but I don't think it's happening here. And even just lately, we had a little street party on my little street that I am, and two of the people are already moving. One has been served notice already to go. They're a working couple. They're struggling to try and get a mortgage together now, or whether they go back into the rental market and the fear of all that. I see that happening all to a lot of my groups of friends. Because the cost of houses is going up, the rental market becomes more unstable. Some landlords see that there's a chance to make more rent, so they throw their tenants out, etc. We feel that at the bottom of the market really intensely. It adds a sort of terror and fear into our lives. And like, I have never, you know, I am not in receipt of welfare payments. I didn't take PUP during lockdown because I was busy and I was working. I don't get HAP. I pay my rent every month. You know, it seems like there's no wriggle room for somebody like me.
Now, some suggestions from listeners. Why not apply for social housing? Where would you be on the housing list if you did apply to Dublin City?
I wouldn't. Like, I earn quite a good wage, I think, for what I do.
You wouldn't qualify.
I wouldn't qualify. And also, I'm a single person. I'm a single man, you know. I've no dependents.
Another one says, why don't you tell him to move to a cheaper location? He can afford it in a different location. But obviously he likes his community. What about that? Moving to out a bit where rents might be cheaper?
But like, where do you go? Like somebody on Twitter told me, move to Longford. Like if I get a job in the theatre, I have to be in Dublin to live in the theatre. I don't have a car because I think it's an expense I don't need. I don't drive. If I move further, I have to take that on, and that adds to the expense. It's not as simple as that. And also, I think it's a weird and nihilistic way of thinking to say that the citizens of the city are interchangeable units, that, you know, that we can price people out. You know, the culture of a city is the people. The city is the people. We can't just say because the dysfunctions within the market are distressing everybody that we allow it to dictate what the city becomes.
Yeah, but also the market is dysfunctional in the way it's operated. And here's a very good suggestion, which we have made several times on this program already, but it's echoed here by someone who lived and rented in Germany and says there is a cap on the price per square meter of rentable space. And the only space that you're allowed to measure for that purpose is space with at least a meter and a half of height. In other words, you can't measure under the stairs. That's not usable space. And it seems to me that that idea of, you know, zoning it, because obviously in one part of the city, a square meter might be a lot cheaper than another part of the city. So in different zones, you've got different rent caps. That would seem to be an orderly way to do things.
Yeah, I think there has to be a vast sea change in the way that we think about how we house people. You know, I want to keep paying my way. I have always paid my way. I'm not asking for a handout. I'm not asking for a free house. I'm asking for none of those things. I'm asking for a way to find stability that doesn't find me at the bottom of the chain constantly paying upwards. You know, by the time I'm in my old age, I will have paid at least a mortgage and a half. I'll have paid more than my friends will on their mortgages, and I will have nothing because I'm locked out of the market.
As they say, good money after bad in that rental situation. Mark, thank you very much for sharing your dilemma, a dilemma which is that of many people, be it they in the arts sector or in other sectors. It is extraordinary.